Welcome to Slugmit. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is Anthropic is locking users out of Claude accounts after InfoStealer malware compromised their login sessions. Identity, IT operations, and SOP teams should check internet-exposed Sangoma SwitchFox instances for compromise indicators related to the actively exploited SQL injection flaw, CKE 2026-95V6. At number 2, SANSEC reports active exploitation of an unpatched Magento and Adobe Commerce zero-day. Attackers plant malicious PHP in log files, triggering execution via standard payment failure emails to install persistent backdoors. All current versions, including 2.4.9, are affected. SANSEC advises stores not using its Shield product to temporarily disable GraphQL until Adobe releases a fix. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 3. Bruce Schneier demonstrated that an unpatched voting scanner flaw lets attackers recover ballot order from public records. Using AI coding agents, he analyzed Georgia's May 2036 primary without touching physical machines. This compromises ballot secrecy. Application security and IT operations teams should treat election software updates with the same urgency as other security-critical systems. Number 4. Elastic Security Labs found 4 persistent modules linked to the ArvStealer and FossStealer that remain after the main malware deletes itself. One component disables Windows Update and Defender to hide a crypto miner. SOC and incident response teams should change passwords and terminate active sessions as the Stealer captures session cookies and Chrome app-bound encryption keys. Number 5. A dark web service called Nexus advertised over 153 million driver's license scans, which Brian Krebs traced to IDScan. The FBI's New Orleans office confirmed an investigation, and multiple lawsuits were filed in Louisiana. IDScan has not publicly confirmed the breach or the number of affected individuals. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 6. JetBrains disclosed that attackers breached its Cadence Cloud service by exploiting an unpatched TeamCity vulnerability. The intrusion, which occurred in August, exposed a 2024 backup containing awesome credentials and user data. The company has taken the server offline and urges users to revoke all credentials immediately. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 7. Netskope researchers identified a campaign using over 5,400 compromised WordPress and PrestaShop sites to deliver ClickFix payloads stored in BNB Smart Chain smart contracts. The initial lure instructs users to execute a PowerShell command, while a newer variant establishes a covert WebRTC data channel to fetch and run JavaScript directly in browser memory. CISOs should pay attention. Number 8. Broadcom released updates for VMware Workstation and Fusion 25H2 and 26H1. These patches fix CVE 2026-59346, an integer overflow allowing local admins to execute host code, and CVE 2026-59347, a buffer overflow and HGFS. Broadcom confirmed no workarounds exist. The issues are resolved in the 26H1U1 releases. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 9. Tracer disclosed that a breach at its shipping provider, ShipMonk, exposed the names, contact details, and order numbers of 67,000 U.S. customers. The incident resulted from the zero-day exploitation of a critical SQL injection flaw in Metabase, which allowed unauthorized access to data that ShipMonk had previously confirmed was deleted. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 10. Schneier argues that standard virtual machines fail to contain modern, cyber-capable AI agents. Features like network access and displays introduce exploitable attack surface. Once an agent requires credentials or fresh data, sandbox boundaries leak by design. This shifts the security risk from the code the agent executes to the data it chooses to transmit outward. CISOs should pay attention. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.